Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get to reintroduce you to our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is Director of Marketing Communication at the U.S. Commercial Service, which, as you know, is a great division of the Department of Commerce. And he's the guy who, over the years, over the many years, he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Now, almost over nine now, coming up on 10 years, he's taught us so much about how you and I can do business across the pond, outside of the United States, where 94% of all of our prospects live. And he's back now with another report. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Hello, Mr. Humble.
That's me. That's what they call me around here.
Oh, your big mantelpiece. For all of your awards.
And don't forget,
have you kept?
don't forget the bigger door too. I have to have the bigger door to get in. Hey, Doug,
the bigger door to get in. But have you put on some extra pounds during the holidays?
Just my head. Just my head got bigger. Hey, Doug. There's a region. Not a region. There's a term that's been given to that's very, very ingenious. I don't know. Maybe you came up with this. It sort of identifies the emerging economies around the world, and that's the term BRIC. Now, a lot of people have heard the term BRIC, but they might not know what it stands for. Tell the audience what it means.
Sure, Jim. Well, the term was coined by an economist at Goldman Sachs, the big financial firm in lower Manhattan, and it stands for Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And the reason why the economist came up with this is he was trying to alert investors and clients of the financial firm on growing and emerging markets that should command their attention over the next 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from. And these countries all have high rates of growth. Their gross domestic product has been growing sometimes in the double digits, led by China, which 2012, it looks like about 8.5-9%, the highest growth rate in the world. And given the size of its economy, that's pretty impressive. The others are not quite as high, but they're all in the positive range, and they're mm-hmm. well above growth in the United States, which is going to be about 2.1-2.2% in 2012. And Europe will be lucky if it grows at 1%.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're all familiar with China. We've covered China quite a bit on this show. We know a fair amount about India. India is unfamiliar to us, to most Americans, as some countries are. Russia, we know more about Russia from a political standpoint than we do from a market standpoint. And so that one's a little less obvious to most Americans. And then the Brazil thing, you know, I was in Brazil in the 90s. I was in Sao Paulo and south of there for a week or so in the 90s. And in those days, Brazil was really having a tough time. Inflation was one of their biggest nemesis there. And so Brazil and Russia are the two of the four that are not as obvious to most Americans. What do you think?
Yes, I think you're right. And you know, Russia, of course, was part of the Soviet Union until 1992, 1993. So
it was the mothership.
It was the mothership, and so its economy has been evolving, and they're rich in natural resources, particularly oil.
Yeah.
And when I was first there in the early 1990s, just after the fall of communism, it was a pretty dull and depressed place. And now, I'm told, in some of these cities where you couldn't even get in if you were not a Russian, because of their military, you know, facilities and such, which they wanted to keep secret. Now, apparently, you can find all kinds of shops, malls, private sector activity of all kinds, and the economy is going to grow in 2012 by about 6%. And, of course, the big news for Russia is that it is has membership in the World Trade Organization. It's been approved for membership. So that means it has to drop a lot of the tariff barriers and some of the business practices that have driven U.S. businesses and others crazy trying to get product into the country.
The question is whether is what will happen with the unlike with Brazil and India. The question for China and Russia are the political issues. And we'll come back, yeah. And we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to get Doug to expand on some of these more after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.